Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul at 8 January 2025. Welcome to the next broadcast. Hope you all doing well. It's been really cold here in the hills of West Virginia, and we've got quite a bit of snow. I get about 18 inches, 20 inches snow on the ground, and more on the way, but it is all right. I'm warm and safe and very comfortable. I have no complaints, and I'll make a couple announcements real quickly. Of course, tomorrow's Thursday. If nothing happens, we're going to be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, and we always love hearing from you. I don't always get to talk as long as I want to when somebody calls, but I love to hear your voices. New callers, don't be afraid to call us. We'd love to hear from you. I mean, you don't buy anything from us. You just call and say hello. Let us know you're out there. Bless us know you're out there. As you know, we always have items here to offer through the ministry, trying to keep the bills paid. Our standard products, of course, and we're offering the three books now, three very important books, to help you explain to people that you know who maybe are Mormons or Catholics or Jehovah's Witnesses that what they're doing is leading them down a bad way. These little books are not very big. You can read them in a couple of hours, easy. But the full information that you can actually tell to your friends about or let them read themselves and see what you're into. They're available, folks, all three of them, for $39.95 delivered. You can call and order tomorrow if you want to. Our toll-free number is 800-777-4403. Our toll number, which if you call will save us some money, is 304-846-4448. Now, update on our grandson, Dylan. By the way, Ryan's doing well. He's going back to school tomorrow. His wounds are healing very well. Thank you all for the prayers for him. As for Dylan, he's, of course, in a lot of pain and still in a serious condition. They did surgery on his right left arm and left hand yesterday, and that's all the surgeries for a while except for the wound care, which is very painful also. So Dylan's got a long ways to go. So please keep the young man in prayer and his mommy and daddy and the rest of the family also. And I just found out a while ago, my brother, my little brother, Dick, Richard's name, but I always call him Dick ever since he's been born. I've known him all his life. Has taken to the hospital today, north of me, a little town called Bridgeport, and is in very, very much pain with his back and maybe even something much more serious. We don't know the details yet, but would you all please keep my brother Dick in your prayers? He's my little brother. I know he'll be 75 years old this month, and I realize that we're close to the end of our life. But there's something out of order about a little brother being sick. That's sick. So please keep Dick in your prayers, you prayer warriors. Ask our Father, if you would, to heal him and make him well, because I know my brother will give him all the praise. I know that for a fact. But I ask you to pray for that, if you don't mind, along with Dylan. And I thank you all for being there for us and praying for us also. I will say this. We are in need financially to pay the bills here, folks. I'm serious. I mean that. Now Friday I'll be sending another money Graham, or whatever you call it, to support the people of North Carolina. Dr. Molly James will be joining us a little bit. She's going to give us an update on what's going on in North Carolina since the hurricane. We're going to send some more money down to them here Friday, Lord willing, Friday, if we can get out, if we can get up and count the weather, to help them out a little bit more. These people are still in need of, a desperate need of help. You're going to find out why just in a minute. If you think for 1 minute that our government and FEMA is on your side, on our side, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. But nonetheless, we're going to send some funds out to them Friday. So if you want to give anything else to North Carolina, it's got to be in by tomorrow. You can call tomorrow if you like and use a credit card or whatever. We'll see if it gets out there to Molly. And I guarantee you, folks, it's going. We're going to wire the money to them on Friday. So send what you can if you want to. And if you can help us keep things going here, we appreciate it. But as I said, our guest tonight is Dr. Molly James. I've never met this woman in person yet, but I feel like I've known her for 20 years. She's just a down-to-earth kind of lady with a big heart that does care about helping people, obviously. She volunteered her time in North Carolina, has been there ever since the hurricane, spending her own time, her own money, trying to minister to people for their problems with the physical ailments and material needs, and I'm sure spiritual needs also. So, Dr. Molly, you there?
Hi, Pastor Butch. I'm here. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetheart. It's a pleasure to have you. And I know we have new listeners every night coming on board. Very quickly, tell the people who you are and what you do and why you're different than most doctors.
Yeah. So, Dr. Molly James, I own the James Clinic that was founded out of COVID. I'm a former trauma surgeon and ICU physician. I watched during COVID as hospitals killed patients for COVID cash by denying them treatments that actually worked and giving them treatments that didn't. So our clinic launched to give people real medicine, outside-the-box solutions, and we have a lot of options these days for people who are either not served well by the system or don't trust the system or aren't getting the answers they need. So jamesclinic.com is our clinic website. But when I saw, really, you can't tell what's going on in North Carolina unless you're listening to someone like Pastor Butch or you're on Twitter, seeing people on the ground who are reporting on this, because the government has left these people behind. Mainstream media has left these people behind. So I saw what was going on and felt called to go, and it has been life-changing ever since then. So our first trip down was in early October, and we've been going back and supporting in between our on-the-ground mission ever since.
And altogether, how long do you think you've been down there working?
I've been down there a total of a little over probably between 4 and 5 weeks on the ground. And then, again, my team additionally has been there another 2 to 3 weeks and maybe even 4 more weeks. So the majority of the last 3 to 4 months we've been there.
Wow. Wow. And I know we went through this before, but very quickly, bring up to date on what you saw when you first went down there. How bad was the devastation, and what kind of did you get? And just a quick, brief overlook.
Yep. So I flew down early October with my nurse, Sherry. We were the forward team to see where to go, what to do, who to connect with. And we had a couple of trailers full of supplies and donations follow and meet us. We ended up at Avery County Airfield initially. So that is a private airfield in Avery County, just outside of Spruce Pine, North Carolina. It was a wonderful place to be situated right out of the gates. They gave us a small garage. We set up basically a field hospital. We served people for about 3 weeks before the government came in and gave us harassment and forced us out.
Explain to us what kind of harassment and why did they do it?
Yeah, why they did it, I can't answer. It's been speculated because we made them look bad because we got it up and running in hours. And basically, the state called me and said, we have complaints that you're, quote, operating a hospital without a license. I don't think there's anybody on the planet that was confused that we were a hospital as you think of one versus what we were doing for first aid station and relief. After that, we were visited by the DEA, the DOJ, the DHHS, and the North Carolina Board of Medicine, who inspected us, found we weren't doing anything wrong. But then they went through the county, who said, hey, the state opened their own clinic, so we don't need you guys anymore. So the people that had invited us, the pressure was put on them to kick us out. And so they did so for just to get along. So we packed up our supplies. We made sure all those donations got to people who needed them. And we changed to a mobile operation. And I said, you know what? Medicine isn't the only thing we can do, so we're just going to fill in all these other needs that people have as well. So we've been doing everything from procuring RVs, getting them delivered, finding people homes on a small scale. Of course, some people are doing that full time. We've helped a few people find places to live in RVs. We've worked with heavy equipment operators to get roll-off dumpsters because there's price gouging going on. We've bought people computers and tablets so they can homeschool or keep going with their business and generate an income. So we're just trying to fill in those individual needs for people who really are having a hard time getting back on their feet.
So are you still ministering at all as far as medication, or are you just now trying to supply their material needs?
No, we're still doing both. So most of the medical need we're running into is either it's individuals who, you know, my contacts on the ground reach out to me and say, hey, this person really can't get into their doctor, needs refills, or this specific medical need is going on, and I can do a virtual visit and take care of that remotely. When we're on the ground, we're finding search and rescue teams that are working 16 and 18 hours to the point of exhaustion. And we're coming in and giving them IV fluids, antibiotics when needed, IV vitamin infusions to kind of keep them going, because a lot of them are having side effects or problems due to the exposures they're facing. There's heavy metals in the soil, there's air pollution, there's chemicals in the water, and they're trudging through all of it to help people. So we're trying to help keep those effects at a minimum.
And this storm went through. Was it October went through?
Yeah, I think it was early October or late September.
Yeah.
I think it was early October. Yeah.
So it's going on about 3 months, roughly.
Yep.
And gosh, Dr. Molly, I don't know where to even begin. I mean, the devastation very quickly. I know you saw firsthand. Mm-hmm. How bad was the devastation? What did these folks have left, if anything?
Yeah, so the really strange thing about this disaster is that it carved along the waterways. So you can have blocks in Asheville that are totally fine, and then you have people who have lost 100% of everything, their homes, their livelihoods. They don't have vehicles anymore, and it's all kind of mushed together. If you go to some of the places that are hard hit, like Pensacola, Fairview, Bat Cave, Black Mountain, places like that, it looks the way it looked in October. But the majority of those places are untouched. There's debris and garbage that hasn't been addressed, and it looks pretty much the same as it did back then. So the government is really failing to help people. And as you know, this cold front has been through now for about a month, and FEMA is expiring. The FEMA vouchers for hotels expire this weekend. So there's about 3,000 families who are going to be without homes as of the 11th that have no place to go.
So the people that lost everything still have nothing, basically. I mean, they're more or less in limbo right now. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah. So these families, keep in mind, they may have mortgages. This may be family property passed down for generations. Some of the land actually washed away. It's uninhabitable. They can't rebuild on it because the soil is too unstable. So that's something they're dealing with. But the mortgage continues. So if they owe money on a house, they're still paying a mortgage payment. They're still paying property taxes on homes that aren't there anymore.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. The state has refused to waive property taxes for homes that aren't there anymore.
I mean, that is about as low as you can get. That's lower than scum. It really is. It truly is.
Yeah.
And these people supposed to be our servants. But the insurance policy won't pay for the homes or the cars because they're not there. That's true, right?
So for people who had insurance on their vehicles, my understanding is they have to have a vehicle to make a claim to the insurance. So if a vehicle was washed away with the flooding and they don't have a vehicle to make a claim on, there is no way to recapture money on that vehicle. I've heard from people who have lost their homes that when FEMA came to inspect their home that got washed away, there was no home to inspect. So they couldn't prove there was a home there, and so they didn't qualify for the $700 FEMA benefit.
A whole $700. My goodness, you can buy a nice one-man tent for that maybe. I mean, this is so absolutely absurd, and this is inhumane. Yeah. This is unbelievable evil from people that we pay tax dollars to support others.
Yep.
I mean, 100%. So how long did FEMA pretend to be there and help?
Well, if you follow the work of Ann Vandersteel, she has documented well one of the FEMA camps. She was able to track down just the security contract alone. So just to have armed guards outside of that for, I believe it was 7 weeks, was $7.5 million. So if anybody does math, what a security guard makes times 7 weeks, it sure isn't $7.5 million. And that camp moved in and it's gone. It moved out. Not one person was served by that. FEMA now has a multi-level giant corporate building somewhere over on the eastern side of the state, 2 to 3 hours east of the region that was impacted, that's, quote, supposed to serve the people. I don't even know what the monthly rent is, but it's in the multi-millions of dollars, and it's not open yet.
Yeah, this puts me at a loss of words. When you make a preacher a loss of words, you're doing pretty good. This is unthinkable. It can't compute that these people are so evil and so callous that they would literally kick people out of their campers they were living in. Somebody donated. People actually froze death because of that. They have no shelter now. Some of the ones who lost everything, unless you have family to go to, they have no place to go. They were been in motels. Now they're kicking them out of the motels. I'm really surprised because these people in North Carolina are kind of like here in West Virginia. They're hillbillies. I mean, they'll push so far, then they get mad. I'm surprised somebody already got mad about this.
Well, I do think they're mad, but, you know, what do you do? How do you handle this? Some of the funds, it was just announced today, $1.6 billion would be released, $1.4 million to the state of North Carolina, $200 million to Asheville. You know, there was just a new governor sworn in. So was this a political stunt to get the new governor some attention? You know, why didn't they release those funds back in October? Not one single plan that I'm aware of to spend those funds. So it's a question of where's this money going, who's going to get it, who's going to use it, and why do we keep wasting money on things that are ineffective? I believe they had another program to get trailer homes to people, and it was my understanding there were like 17 trailer homes delivered for a price tag of $550 million.
Oh, my gosh.
If you give those people on the ground that are actually getting homes for people $550 million, this problem would be solved.
Somebody's pocketing a lot of cash here. But so, the money that they're supposed to get, what would that go for? What would they do with it?
I think the government's been determined yet.
Getting funds.
Yeah, okay. I was in a meeting with folks on the ground tonight who said there may be a request for proposal for community clinics. There has been a denied request from Buncombe County to fund these different free clinics. I've seen the emails on that for people who have been there treating patients for free. 800, 1,000 patients have been treated for free, and they're asking for funds to continue those missions, and those funds have been denied. A lot of the organizations like mine providing free medical care have been run out by the government because we've been told, quote, we don't need you, unquote. So ambulances can't even get down some of these roads because of the instability of the roads and the weight of the vehicle. So absolutely, the need goes on. It's pretty much the same as it was 3 months ago.
So nothing's really improved a whole lot.
Not really. So now private citizens have done a lot. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Private citizens have done a lot of good things, and I don't want to undermine that effort. So at Avery County Airfield, they've basically set up an entire warehouse, a distribution point, and there's multiple places like that There are a lot of people who are filling the gaps on a small scale, you know, with the limited funds that they have. So Sean Hendricks has been coordinating people with housing. Adam Smith with Savage Freedom is doing a great job. There are groups out there doing good work. It's just few and far between, and they're underfunded and underfueled.
We live in America, and we were always told that we're lied to a lot by government. We're here to help, you know, we're going to take care of the needs. We have FEMA here, we're funding it out of our tax dollars. They're going to be there when you have a problem, we're going to get you, see you through it. And basically, everyone, not just the government, but everyone else, the new media, everybody has deserted North Carolina, have they not?
Well, yeah, you don't even hear any of the stories on the media. They spent more time debunking some of us who share these stories. There's more effort to dispel those stories than there is to actually cover them in the first place. So you won't find much about this on the evening news. Again, I would encourage people, if you're on Twitter, that is the place to get the news. I retweet a lot of the accounts who are on the ground helping people and tracking and sharing stories firsthand. So I would go there to find out what's actually going on.
And what's now, I want you to just give a sample of what you've heard, the stories you've heard about people down there that have been misplaced and discarded, so to speak. What have you witnessed personally on this?
So the biggest immediate threat, the groups I'm dealing with, we're trying to figure out families. So if you were a family with children, the Child Protective Services was threatening to remove children from homes if there was no home. So if there's not running water in an established restroom, that counts as homeless. And under the state statute, I believe that qualifies as neglect, homelessness. And so I don't know if it – I do know it happened in a number of instances. I don't know all the particulars. But at least I can tell you families were afraid their children were going to be removed from the home on top of everything else they were dealing with.
You know, again, I'm having a hard time digesting the fact that this has actually happened in America. And in a state like North Carolina, I mean, I'm sure the people are banding together, doing everything they can, but there's limitations. Mm-hmm. You know, just what little bit of money we've seen, which has been very little, it's like a drop in the ocean, but we try to help. But we're all limited, Dr. Molly. None of us are wealthy people. You know, we just can't do millions of dollars personally. So the people down right there, I'm sure, are pulling together as best they can. But what would you ask to make the homeless to be right now? People that have no place to go or live with family, maybe. What would you estimate the numbers to be?
That I don't know. I saw estimates of 3,000 people will be kicked out this weekend. I don't know where that estimate comes from, but it's from someone I know personally that I trust on the ground. So 3,000 families without homes as of this weekend. And we haven't heard any change of plan on that yet.
And most of them probably have no idea what they're going to do yet.
Correct.
They have no idea where they're going. I mean, where do you go? That's a very good question. Where do you go? Yeah. Everybody doesn't have family nearby. And they've not only lost their homes, they've lost their livelihoods. They have no way to produce any kind of income. So far beyond what you can imagine. I'm sorry, go ahead.
For some of them, they've been offered homes in other locations, right? There's shelters and things outside of the region. But then if they have children, they can't get their children to school. They can't get themselves to work. So then it creates another problem. If they don't have a vehicle, they really need to stay close to their homes or where they're from so that they can get their kids to school and do what they need to do on a daily basis.
Anybody offering homes to stay in? I mean, away from the area far enough? I mean, I'm sure they can't get their children to school, but put them in a different school or something. Is anybody offering homes out of state for them to come and live in to get back on their feet?
Yeah. You know what? I have had a number of people reach out to me about that and say, hey, people can come stay with me in Missouri or Arkansas or wherever. The problem is these families are on generational land. They're not going anywhere. So, and for the reasons I just mentioned
that
as well. Yeah.
I understand that. I do. But temporarily, it might be a fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, temporarily.
I don't think anybody's leaving.
Bless their hearts. So yep. The greatest need is everything, I would say now. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think for your listeners out there, number one, if you felt called to volunteer, now is the time. Again, that meeting I had tonight, these are people running operations on the ground, and the volunteers have disappeared. The volunteer pool has dried up. This is not in the headlines. People are burned out. They need volunteers. And the volunteers I'm specifically looking for are paramedics, EMTB, nurses with trauma experience that can go out with the search and rescue team and help injured patients or people with medical emergencies if they encounter them. That is still in need. Heavy equipment operators, warm bodies that will just come run errands, sort supplies, help with distribution. It's all needed. So every skill set is needed on the ground.
And what would you say the percentage is of people how many have you lost? Half people there, 50% of them left, or how many's left?
I mean, where the one I'm talking about said they have zero volunteers at a distribution center. Zero. Zero volunteers. Now, I know other places, there's people, I mean, it's unbelievable. There are people who've moved in for a month, 2 months, 3 months that just have left their lives behind and set up shop at different places. So those volunteers will stay. One of the services we were offering through our medical clinic is free medical care for those people because they're not working. They probably don't have health insurance. So, you know, we're not really taking away from the local health care system by helping the people that we've been targeting.
Are you saying some of them left their jobs to come to help?
Yes. Or their situations, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a sacrifice. Go ahead.
It really is. So the ones who are there are super committed. It's just, again, there's other places that the volunteers have dried up. People are busy. They have to get back to work. So if anybody out there wants to volunteer or donate, those needs are infinite, and they'll go on and with that for a long time.
And, folks, again, I want to say it again. Tomorrow you have time to donate tomorrow if you want to help. I'll see that it goes out Friday, Lord willing, wire some money to Dr. Molly's organization and get this in their hands. It won't be a lot. I know that. But, folks, if it's $50, it's still $50. I mean, it's something they can use. And how are supplies holding up? Are you okay on supplies?
So one of the things, I did have a targeted donation to help us. The search and rescue teams that are out there, so when the weather's bad, they go looking for people who are missing. In between those, like coming up this weekend, the winter weather, they're all bracing and preparing for that to happen with mudslides and the rest. But in between, they're doing recovery, body part recovery, so that they can get DNA for people who've lost loved ones and have closure. They have no medical equipment, they have no medical supplies, and they have no medical backup. So, again, we're trying to staff them with a medical-trained person to go with their search and rescue team. This is a cool opportunity for people who like to do that.
And what would you estimate the dead to be now? I know that what the news said, and I don't believe the news for a minute. What would you estimate the real number in your mind so far to be?
I think they're counting about at least 10 times what they're saying.
All right, hang on through the break, and then after the break, we'll get that exact number. Folks, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We got to help each other, folks. We got to. Don't go away.
I'm certain they don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're back. Phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. By the way, next week, Tuesday, we're going to have Jake Lang on, a January 6th prisoner. That's hoping, I'm sure, like most of them are, for a pardon when Trump gets in office. If Trump gets in office, we got 2 weeks to go yet, and anything can happen. I mean, that's a fact. So I want to give you a heads up on that. But if you want to call tonight and talk to Dr. Molly, please do so. And this isn't a health program tonight necessarily, but if you have something to ask her about what she does, feel free to call on that also. But we'll discuss what's going on in North Carolina and the ripoff these people went through from organizations that are supposed to be there to help them. They not only didn't help them, they kicked them out of the help they did have. I actually had a baby freeze death because of that. Now they're going to be kicked out of the motel they're staying in because the vouchers ran out. If your home was wiped away and you qualified, you got a check for $700. By the way, you had to pay it back also. So, I mean, these are things that we're talking about tonight that we have got to understand, folks. You cannot depend on anyone but God Almighty and brothers and sisters who join together to fight these things. If it weren't for the volunteers and people like you that's donated, I know nobody's donated a whole lot. We don't have that kind of money, but we donated something. Every little bit helps. If I buy a case of water or a pack of Band-Aids or whatever it may be, it's something they can use. And these people are desperate beyond what you and I can even imagine. What I've seen online looks like a war zone and worse. Worse. But these people are suffering, and the ones that's supposed to help them have turned their backs on them and literally attacked them. They made Dr. Molly shut down her clinic that she went down there to set up for free to take care of people. They went in and told her she's breaking the law, I guess you could say, for doing what she's doing. This is not what we're here for. This government should not be doing that. But we have kept our mouth shut for so long and tolerate so much that they think they're gods now. They do what they want to. We're nothing but peons then. We're chattel. We're just something that they keep around until they're tired of working with us and to get rid of us. I know that sounds awful, people, but it is the truth. There's not much value left anymore in human life. And if anything has proven it, besides murdering babies for the last 50-some years, is doing this to people in North Carolina. I mean, it's just sad beyond words. Before we go to the phone call, Dr. Molly, what else you want to say?
I last time I was on, we had a number of people reach out with donations through your network. There was a generous cash donation, as well as one of your listeners donated a motorhome. And then various other people called in, and the prayers are always appreciated. So just thank you for everyone who responded last time. And, you know, if you could figure out a small monthly donation, because, again, people are forgotten in North Carolina, but the need continues. So everybody wanted to rush to make donations right in October, and they were necessary then. They're even more appreciated now. So I just want to throw that in there.
Would you say that maybe right now you even maybe lacking more supplies than you were in October?
Yeah, well, they've been utilized. So now not everybody's rushing to make donations. So now it's just even more appreciated.
Besides funds and folks, money is always something they can use and buy what you need. But are there anything else that people may have on hand that gets shipped down to you that would help?
It's hard to take shipments because then I have to match a really specific need with a really specific person, and the distribution sites are full. You know, as much as we appreciate all of those kind of thoughtful donations, generators, of course, if anyone out there operates heavy equipment and wants to come volunteer and bring your equipment down to help rebuild roads and clear up areas, clear up lawns or neighborhoods so that people can park RVs there. Again, if a church wanted to go together and donate an RV, or if people have RVs, we're still, we're coordinating the delivery of those and connecting those with families in need. So just anything that you have that you think could benefit somebody that's sleeping out in the cold like this in a tent, I think it's much appreciated.
I can't imagine living in a tent right now. It's cold here in the hills of West Virginia. It's supposed to get down near zero tomorrow night. We don't generally, not for a long time, we haven't had this kind of weather that's hung on this long. So I can only imagine in North Carolina in the hills there how cold it must be, and they're trying to survive in tents. And take care of your children and keep them warm and feed them. That's just hard for me to imagine. So, folks, if you can help, we're asking you to please help tomorrow if you can. If you want to send funds to us, I promise you, if you call tomorrow and give them, I'll send them out here Friday. If I'm able to get to the bank at all, we wire it down to the group to help them keep this thing moving a little bit. We need to do that as best we can. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. The exact date was September 27th.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You mentioned Adam Smith with Savage Freedoms. There's also the Global Methodist Church. They are doing a lot. They're a group of churches that are scattered throughout the mountains and the relief centers. And they keep coming up finding more relief centers they didn't know about. And they need volunteers, too. And that's in Asheboro, North Carolina. But I called your office, Doctor, I couldn't get through. I wanted to know, specific something that you wanted, and I couldn't get through, and there wasn't any information on the website as to how to get through. But that's all right. I have people down there. I'm helping.
Okay, good for you.
I'll do all I can. But one of the leaders of one of the recovery teams, I think it's Recovery 55, they have been arrested on a warrant from another state, and now that whole group is under investigation. So they're going after the people, trying to recover people. They're still finding people in their cars,
Who's arrested? Who was arrested?
It was one of the leaders of the search and rescue, or search and recovery. He was arrested on a warrant from another state. And now they're investigating the whole thing, including the woman that was housing them. She's been housing these guys since they started, which is pretty soon after the hurricane. And they're all under investigation now. disturbance because oh, now it's like goodness. Crazy. They don't want the number of dead revealed. They don't want the condition of this place revealed. So, yes, the need is grave.
Go ahead, Dr. Molly.
I think you speak to the importance of knowing where you're donating and who you're affiliated with. I don't know the particulars on this case you're talking about, but there are all kinds of scammers down there and people posing as relief organizations, soliciting donations, and robbing people. So you have to make sure that if you do want to help, you want that to go to a good cause. So make sure it's a reputable organization.
Well, I'm sure it's a reputable organization, but these guys have been finding bodies. They've been finding bits and pieces of people, and all the state wants to do is get debris picked up along the highways, make the highways and the tourist places look good so people think that everything's okay. And the truth of the matter is it's not. And there are people in those hills who will never ask for anything. Yep, they are surviving on their own. Yep, and they won't ask for anything. So it is important, gravely important, that we help them. And you were talking about a $50 donation. If everybody gave a dollar that listens to this radio program and did a dollar a month, that's a huge thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Savage Freedoms has got the crews. They are ready to build. They have a special fund to build homes for these people. They want to do 1,000 homes. They want to do it in 3 years. They have a crews that can start with the foundations and go up and have it dried in 3 weeks. They have those crews ready to go. They need the money.
Amen. Jan, thank you for always being there, sis.
They need. And Bibles, don't forget the Bibles.
Amen. Well, Jan, you've been very generous yourself, and thank you for being there for everybody. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, those mountains have a special place in my heart. They do. They do. You can go there. Yeah, I'm sure you do. You've got 18 inches of snow. I haven't found out how much they've got yet, but these guys don't have the snow removal equipment that, like in Iowa's got.
No, I'm sure
they don't.
They don't
usually need it. They don't usually need it.
No, they don't. But I'm going to jump to the call. But thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. And by the way, Doctor, before we go to the next call, you said it's about 10 times the number that they estimated. What did they estimate?
I think the reported number, the last I saw, was like just south of 300.
So we're looking more like 3,000 that you can personally pretty much vouch for, about 3,000 or so.
I think that's the bottom of where it would start, yes.
The bottom of it. And that has not made any major headline that I've seen at all.
No.
Not a one. Matter of fact, I don't listen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nope. I just tweeted that like 15 people died, and I had the entire East Coast media debunk me. So they're way on top of not letting those numbers get out.
That's so sad. You know, and I don't want what you can even say to that. I mean, they're liars, and they don't want the truth out. As Jan said, people get in trouble for telling the truth. You know, I don't listen to many other talk show hosts except on the little station I have here. Some of these so-called conservative Christian talk show hosts will not broach this topic. They will not talk about it. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why they're not asking people that listen or they have huge audiences. Why don't they ask them to donate a few dollars? I don't get it. I don't understand. They're supposed to be the good guys, and yet they're ignoring these people that are literally starving to death and freezing to death and they're in places they lived all their lives. It's just unthinkable. Let's go to Yvonne in Kentucky. Yvonne, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor Butch, I was so pleased to hear your grandson's doing better that I asked my friends to pray for them. That was
a
wonderful report.
Thank you.
There was a, I on a little strip mall here, and the whole strip mall, the roof collapsed. And one of the men that's a neighbor, his son-in-law, had a clothing store, and the whole thing's collapsed in on. There was a beauty shop
wow.
and several little shops. Yeah.
Wow.
And I saw on the news that California had 300 tremors, and Hawaii had a volcano going off last week, and they had 50-foot waves before that. I saw that they think they found a volcano under the ocean down around Florida. We need to be in prayer about our country.
Oh, yes, we do. I think God's trying to tell us something. We're just not listening to it very closely. I really do believe that. I do.
I think we're in for judgment. I really do. I think we're in for judgment. And I was watching about these fires in California. Those people losing everything.
Oh, yes.
I think it's close to Jesus coming.
Well, I pray that it is, Yvonne. Anything else you want to say?
No, it just breaks my heart that people aren't ready, that they aren't paying attention to what's going on.
That's true. All right, honey. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Yvonne. Thank you very much.
I love you, Pastor Butch. Pray for me.
Love you too, sweetheart.
I'm praying
okay.
for you.
All right. Keep in touch, please. And, folks, we're seeing some big catastrophes around this country and things happening that just – It's almost brain-numbing to understand all this. But right now we're talking about people in North Carolina have been homeless now for 3 months. And they're desperate. It's wintertime. And they don't have proper care. And all I can say is we can do what we can do. And I hope you'll do what you can do tomorrow. Please, tomorrow, give us a call here in the office. If you can do $5, it would be very much appreciated. We won't send down. I know it won't be a whole lot of people. But we won't send what we can down to help these folks. I don't know who's going to be next. I mean, the situation in North Carolina won't be over for years. And Dr. Molly, that's not stretching the truth, is it? It won't be over for years, will it?
Oh, not at this rate. So the only properties that are cleaned up and pristine are government properties. In the areas where normal folks live, there's piles of garbage and debris taller than me. So and it hasn't moved in 3 months since I've been there. So. It's still driving through. It's obvious. And then roads are still out. The government told people it would be 2 years for the roads, and private companies came in and got it done in 5 weeks. So this is really a private civilian effort. People are coming in and taking care of our people.
And so when the private individuals did the road, did they run into any problems with any authorities they were doing the road? Did they have any problems with that? Like the people did trying to help and FEMA come in?
Yes, they did. I don't know all the details on that. There are a lot of places where permits have been required or people have run into resistance from the government for various reasons. Obviously, you want safe roads, but you also need them immediately to get people access to what they need so they can get to the grocery store and the doctors and do their lives. So I think there's a balance between the two, and they need to accept the help from the private contractors and get that FEMA money out of their hands and give it to somebody who can use it without an 80%, 90% waste.
That's the truth. And I know from what I've seen online, many little communities along the rivers have been totally wiped out. There's nothing left. It looks like a storm zone, a war zone. Are there communities around there now that are able to provide things that people need, the other money, like food and materials they need to live on? Are they back in business again?
I don't know. I know a lot of businesses are still closed if you go toward Avery County. So Asheville, some of them are more open.
And how far is Asheville from where we're talking about?
So there's a kind of a swath from Newland, North Carolina, Boone, Banner Elk, kind of in that range, down through Spruce Pine, Burnsville, out to Mars Hill, Marshall area, and then south to Asheville, Black Mountain, Bat Cave, and I don't know how far south that goes, but that whole area is impacted.
So I know it's hard to tell, but how much area was impacted? How many counties would you say were hit and really devastated?
I think there's four main counties that qualify. It's Avery County, Mitchell, Yancey, and Buncombe County are the four main ones I'm aware of. There may be more surrounding areas that I've missed, but those are the four main counties I'm aware of.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's North Carolina. That does not include the people in Tennessee, Irwin, Tennessee.
Sure.
I can't think of the name of the county. Starts with a U. Greenville, Tennessee, up in that area. I haven't even gone to that area. I was told the Tennessee state response was so much better. We've been focusing on North Carolina, but now we're starting to focus on some areas in Tennessee as well.
Okay, and how much, I mean, you're going back down again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How much progress have you made altogether? Are we making any real progress at all?
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it as one small individual in a mass effort. It just doesn't seem like we're getting a dent in it. I'm sure we are. And, you know, again, you've heard the saying, you can't save the whole world, but for the person's world, you know, person you could help, it's their whole world. So I think the individual efforts we're doing are helping people get back on their feet one at a time. If we could have those government funds in the hands of people who know how to use it, we could help so many more people.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure when you've been there so long and off and on for so long, and your group's still down there, sometimes they must look around and feel like we haven't done anything enough to do anything, and must feel very frustrated at times and maybe even discouraged. That's natural. Yeah. I mean, you become frustrated because you're working your tail off and seems like you're not making any headway. Then when you do get a bit ahead in somewhere, some government entity comes in and shuts you down. I mean, that's got to be very frustrating. I can't imagine how that feels.
Yeah, it's, again, you just have to keep helping. But this is where the people who are on the ground, they're finding body parts, they're finding bodies, they're looking directly at these horror stories. They've got PTSD, and they've got this frustration, right, because they're out there every day, 14, 16, 18 hours a day, working with very little resources trying to do this and feeling like they're not making a big impact. So this is where having an influx of volunteers to lighten their load, take some of the weight off of their shoulders would be such a blessing right now.
And if people do want to contact you for more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, there's two ways. First of all, we did launch a 501c3 called Starlight Initiative. So you can go to starlightinitiative.org. That is our new website. You can go there. You can find donation links. You can find links if you want to volunteer. You can also email us, mission@jamesclinic.com. mission@jamesclinic.com. And you will get directed to our coordinator. Let them know your name, your state, if you have a professional designation, such as a nurse, what license, what state you're in. We'll ping those licenses. Let us know when you're available. So just give us what you want to do, where you want to go, and if you have accommodations or not, and we'll get you plugged in.
And for people that don't have computers, is there a phone number somebody can call?
Our clinic phone number is 636-751-9440. So that's 636-751-9440. You probably will need to leave a voicemail. So leave a voicemail with your name and phone number, and that will be forwarded to our volunteer coordinator who will call you back.
Get the number one more time.
636-751-9440.
And, folks, if you have a little bit of time off, you can spare some time off and want to help, call Dr. Molly's organization. Go down to Which Can Help. I wish I could go. I wish I had the health to go personally right now, the ability to get down there, but I don't. You may only get to go one or two days, but, folks, if you can do that, do that. I know most of y'all are not wealthy at all. You can't afford to miss a lot of work. But if you have a little bit of vacation time, what better way to spend it than going down there and seeing somebody has clothes to wear and a place to sleep tonight in this kind of weather? What better way to do that? And if people do come down, do you have places they can stay or something to stay in?
some of the places do, and that's what we've been vetting out, is where can they go, what are the accommodations. You know, some we can help support some of that travel as long as we keep getting donations in. So if they want to fly into Charlotte, we can maybe help offset their airfare, have someone pick them up at the airport so they don't have to rent a car. So we can do a lot with a little.
All right, folks. My goodness, that's wonderful. And so you'll do your best to help them be as comfortable as possible while they're trying to help, I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Phone number again, one more time.
636-751-9440.
And folks, do call that. Ask questions. And if you can spare a dollar, call us tomorrow and send it to us. I promise we'll get it to them. If you spare a little bit of time to help out, give Dr. Molly's office a call. Leave a message. They will call you back. I promise. They'll get you in touch with somebody who will and will help you get down there with them and help them fight this battle. I want to say, people have been doing that for months. Like Dr. Molly said, they're getting tired. They have other things they have to go back to sooner or later. Most of us usually do. But help if you can to help these folks get through this a little while longer. And Dr. Molly, I want to thank you for all you're doing. And I'll be in touch sometime soon. We'll talk some more detail about my brother's situation, and we'll go from there. How's that?
Sure. Hey, Pastor Butch, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it, and thanks for sharing the story and keeping it in the news.
But if you need anything that I can do besides help what we can, if you need another program or something, share more news, you give me a call, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
All right, honey. God bless and talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Pastor.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, I don't want to say to that. We've opened our heart up as best we can. Dr. Molly's poured her heart out again, trying to help these folks. And I know that people get tired and they want to go home. They have jobs to go back to. But these people have nothing. And if we can spare an extra day every time, and then we can help pay airfare if you want to fly him somewhere else, but you can drive in, that'd be great too. They'll do what they can to help you get through while you're down there and help you reach some people and help out all you can. So just do that, all right? You can call them at the office here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I'll have a number here, that Dr. Molly's office number, if you want to call and talk to them, leave a message. Anything we can do to help you help others, please just give me a call and let me know. We want to help all we can. You people are the best. You truly are. You are the cream of the crop in my mind. And thank you for being there for us and with us. Help us keep this thing going in North Carolina. Let's keep this radio program on the air a little while longer. I do believe, folks, we're in for some very, very, very rough times ahead. Now, I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about months or less ahead. People going to be awful disappointed in Trump when he gets in. Wait and see about that. But by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.